Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on Radio MD.
All right, mothers and daughters fight. You know that, yes. Michelle. Yeah, you're right, yes. In the middle of one right now, aren't you?
Every which way you turn, right? I mean, I've got a daughter, but we rarely fight.
Poor mother. You've got your mother, and then you've got your daughter. Oh my gosh, uh-huh. We've got all this stuff going on. So there's this issue: why mothers and daughters fight, and we have on the show, Dr. Ronnie Cohen Sandler, who is a clinical psychologist, and she's written 3 parenting books. I mean, seriously, the titles on these are wild. I'm not mad. I just hate you. You know,
seriously? One of our last shows we did.
I know, totally. And so now she's written a book called Trust Me, Mom, A Less Stressful Approach to Mothering Teenage Daughters. Dr. Cohen Sandler, welcome to Her Radio. Let's dive in. Why do mothers and daughters fight?
Well, as you know, it's such a powerful, intense, and complex relationship. On the one hand, it can be so gratifying, and on the other hand, so painful. And I think there are several reasons for that. One is that, you know, mothers and daughters identify with each other. They really, really want approval from each other. Even if you have a teenage daughter who's acting like she could care less about your opinion, deep down, she wants you to approve of her, and if you don't, or if she senses that you're being critical of her, forget it. We also have such high expectations of the relationship. You know, we want so much from each other. And there's the other thing, which is, you know, with teenage girls, kind of their burgeoning sexuality at this, it occurs at the exact same time as the mother is experiencing perimenopause or menopause,
yep.
Which for me is just a recipe for hormone-driven conflict and, you know, and also even some competition.
Exactly. Competition, I think, is one of the things that I see more often than not. So that's something we need to talk about. But talk to us about, is the competition thing part of it? Is the culture that's contributing to this? Could that be part of it, Ronnie?
Well, I think so, especially because I think women these days, this whole culture is all about looking young, staying young. And I think that many women, unfortunately, think that the way to do that is to be very much like their teenage daughters. I can't tell you how many journalists have interviewed me about the question, you know, should mothers be going to raves with their teenage daughters or to clubs with their teenagers, or should they be shopping at the same stores as their teenagers? No. The answer is no.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could have told you that. You didn't even have to write the book. I mean,
no.
Come on.
It doesn't even look good on them. I mean, they look like they're trying to be their daughters, right? It's crazy.
I hate that look. Don't you hate that look when you're wearing these, you know, midriff-bearing things and you've got, like, the little muffin thing going? And come on, man.
It's horrifying.
Let's not do this.
It's horrifying. It's got to be horrifying to the daughter, too, right? I mean, it has
to be. It's mortifying. It's completely mortifying. And, you know, when mothers try to ingratiate themselves with the daughter's friends who come over, or heaven forbid, with boyfriends, it's so ugly. No, so mothers need to kind of be comfortable with who they are and really see their daughters as separate people and not try to impose their own ideas about what their daughters should look like, act like, be like. You know, let their daughters be who they are.
Well,
so
can
really...
I ask you a question?
Is
this whole mother-daughter relationship conflict, is that just a phase? Or is this what?
That's a great question. What I would say is that during adolescence, it's very intense because the daughter's still living at home. She's going through all these changes. She's identifying with the mother, or more likely finding reasons not to identify with her mother in order to separate and individuate. So it's really a time of such intense push-pull, and there are all sorts of reasons why, especially with this generation, which maybe we could get to, why this conflict is so much more intense. However, what I would say is that whether this continues past the adolescent years and into the 20s and 30s and 40s, like some of the women in my practice talk about, that really depends, I think, on the mother and how self-aware she is about her role and how she comes across to her daughter and how she sees her role changing, if she's respectful of her daughter and her daughter's needs and wishes. And there you have that. I mean, it's just, the mother has a lot of power in this. It's not just, you know, the daughter.
So what can mothers do to improve their relationships, Ronnie? What's most important? And then what can daughters do? In my case, with my mom, what can I do too? But first and foremost, what can mothers do to improve this?
Well, I think the first question they need to ask themselves is, are there expectations for the relationship and also for their mother or daughter? Are they realistic? You know, I think we take liberties sometimes with our mothers and with our daughters. We feel as if we're so close that we should be able to read each other's minds, that we should be able to do whatever the other one needs us to do. But we all have limits. And so I think it's important to really ask ourselves, you know, is what I expect realistic or not? The other thing is, for mothers now, is to think about how you felt at your daughter's age. You know, did you want your mom to know certain kinds of information? Did you want to spend time with her? Do you prefer to spend time with her over spending time with your friends? And that you can do that as a daughter, too, is to imagine how your mother might feel and to have that empathy, because I think it's so easy to get irritated or angry when our needs aren't met and we're not really thinking about the other person in the situation. The other thing that's, I think, really helpful for mothers and daughters is to get support. Talk to a friend or a relative who's been in your situation and can normalize it for you and reassure you that what you're feeling is valid, that you're not crazy, but that this will have a way of working itself out. And if you work hard at the relationship, you know, there's every chance that you'll have a satisfying one.
And it's also learning how to repair. You know, repairing when you've had the screaming match, right? Or maybe the stone
or
wall.
The silence.
The total silence thing. Oh my God, the silence.
Silence treatment.
You know,
yeah, silent treatment. Yeah,
it's the worst.
Well, I would say,
how do you repair?
Well, see, I would take a different tack. I mean, yes, you need to do that, but I think it's really important to, for mothers and daughters, to have that conversation about, you know, we're not always going to agree with each other. Sometimes we're going to hurt each other's feelings, but we need to make a pact that we're not going to either ignore each other or scream each other with each other, because those things are very hurtful and damaging. So when we have a conflict, maybe we won't talk about it right away when emotions are running high, but we're going to talk about it and we're going to work it through.
I just love that. And I really think that, you know what it is? It's just laying down rules and some limitation without being, like, you know, police-like about this. But, you know, having an, as you said, an authentic conversation. Look, let's learn to communicate without screaming and yelling and put the spears down and, you know, and all the rest of it. Let's just learn to be able to talk, even if it's confronting about a really tough issue.
And even if you don't agree, doesn't matter.
Doesn't that make sense, Michelle?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can agree to disagree, right? It doesn't matter, but
absolutely.
I think I think it's good to do it, to your point, Ronnie, when it's not as charged, right? Because when it's charged, it's bad.
Right. Right. And I think that's absolutely right. That's not the time to be having the big, you know, convo about the whole thing. We've been talking to Dr. Ronnie Cohen Sandler, who wrote a fabulous book. It's called Trust Me, Mom, A Less Stressful Approach to Mothering Teenage Daughters and Why Mothers and Daughters Fight. We've been talking about why it's important to be authentic right up front and get that communication line going so well. You want to learn more? RonnieCohenSandler.com. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson.
Mothers and daughters, you need to talk, and don't talk when you're mad. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.